All right, everyone, welcome. It is Monday night. It's time for a live call. We're here, excited to be talking about starting from scratch and doing so not only on the phone, but also on Facebook Live. So if you're near a computer, feel free to log in and check out the Tellius M. Carr page so you can join in the conversation with us. As we were kicking off the start of the call, we talked about three sentences: accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be. And I bring those back up as we're moving forward on the line because it's so important that we recognize those three things in our personal walk with God. God wants a close personal walk with us regardless of the circumstances that are in our lives, how we may quote-unquote feel about them. So if we're in a slump, if we're going through some changes, whatever comes our way, it's so important for us to move upward and onward, starting from scratch, always with Him. So as we continue on this call tonight, as we continue to bring up questions and different commentary on the subject of starting from scratch, let's do so with that in mind. Accept what is, let go of what was, have faith in what will be. So let's go ahead and get our call started this evening with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Great, thank you.
Good deal. So I do welcome everybody on tonight's call, our Monday night live. We concluding this week again with the same topic, but kind of different perspective. We're talking about starting from scratch, okay? And we all have been there, done that. Ms. Tiana, really quickly, in your own words, give us a little synopsis.
So starting from scratch, one of my testimonies is something that I realize I have to do on a daily basis. The fact that we got to wake up and crucify our flesh daily and just take ownership of the things that we've done, ask for forgiveness, forgive others, and move on, move forward, upward and onward was the words I just used pre-call, is what exactly we have to do in Christ so that we, in starting over from scratch, we do so in just the right way. So that's what I took away this week.
Okay. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, man. So what you got with this week's topic, starting from scratch, what did it say to you?
That we shouldn't be afraid. Starting from scratch is not necessarily a bad thing. What are we holding on to? Sometimes us trying to hold on to something is something bad and to make a situation worse.
Right.
One thing about starting from scratch is there's no way for you to go but forward. So look at it like that. You need to embrace it, and most of the times, look at it like a gear. God is the gear shifter. When you switch gears, there's no gear that just goes forward and keeps going forward. If you know anything about a car, you have to use what they call a clutch. Some of you all may be, you know, a little too young to know about, you know, stick shift, but, you know, you have a clutch. That's a car through the three pedals. Now, when you drive and that gear has gone as far as it can, you hit the clutch, and that makes it go back just a little bit and then roll forward to the next episode.
All right.
So that scratch I look at is like part of a clutch. So it's going backwards sometimes is not all that bad. But you don't go backwards for no long period of time. It's just a little bit, and then the gear shoots forward. Just like when you're driving a car, your windshield is bigger than your rearview mirror.
Okay.
You can go back. You go back just for a little bit. That's why that mirror is so small. You know,
okay.
that helps you to see, you know, you don't drive backwards, but you drive forward. So just remember that in life's journey, we want to continue to drive forward.
All right. So we back. We're on live now, okay? So we're talking about, how you doing, Ms. Krista, Ms. Chassie, and Ms. Hillary, okay? So we're talking about starting from scratch, starting all over again. How you doing, Ms. Jennifer? So before we get started, Mr. DJ, Ms. Tiana, since she's there. Ms. Tiana, go ahead and pray for us, please, so we can go ahead and get started with the call, please. Starting from scratch.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to just fellowship and worship you, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, we have been exploring this topic of starting from scratch, and we're grateful for the opportunity that you continue to provide to allow us to do just that. Dear Lord, you give us a brand new day, and with each day, we have the opportunity to start over, and we are grateful for that. So, Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts and open minds so that we may receive all that you have for us. We are grateful for this ministry, and we are thankful for our leader, and we ask all of the blessings in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right. So how are you doing, Miss Sharon and Lester? What's going on? Miss Christina and Miss Dina and Miss Latricia and Miss Kathy. Catherine, Ms. Brenda, Gerald Honeycutt, what's going on, Tiana, Ms. Susan. So, y'all, we're talking about starting all over again. Y'all done heard that song, right? We said it before, Mr. DJ. Starting all over again is going to be rough. So rough, but we're going to make it.
Well, that's right.
Or nobody wants to start over again. It kind of gets difficult. Okay? Especially considering all that you have put into that thing, huh?
Mm.
But a lot of people. But y'all, we talked about it on Bible study. How you doing, Miss Jeannie? We talked about it on Bible study. We talking about starting all over again. Don't you know the Bible clearly says that to those who adhere to the Word of God, in other words, hear it and do as it says, it's like a wise man. But those who hear the Word and don't do it, it's like an unwise man whose foundation is like on sand. The one who hears it and do it, the foundation is on a solid rock.
Mm-hmm.
DJ, what comes to mind is, I'm telling you, it gets interesting. You know when the Bible says, if you see your brother in error, go to them in love and restore them, lest you be tempted and also fail. Look at the word fail there, and the word fail again, the great fall, when he talks about if the your house is not built upon a solid rock, that means it's on, it says great is the fall. In other words, a lot of times we start over again. It's inevitable that we always start over again at some point in life. Everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care what we do. You go from job to job, house to house, car to car, relationship to relationship. Not necessarily a husband or wife relationship. You have different friends in life. Okay? Every day with God is like a new day. We start all over again, right? So,
yes, sir.
How we start over again is based on the relationship, the foundation. What's going on, Ms. Trina and Tori? Ms. Carmisha and Ms. Sabria and Ms. Avis, how are y'all? Ms. Janielle, how y'all doing? Right? So we're talking about starting over again. We got some email questions. At any time, if y'all want to chime in, press, just chime in on Facebook Live. But we also have, we're on live, you know, on the phone, and it's 225-364-0211, okay? 225-364-0211. Chime in so we can hear your voice, and then we can go that way. Right now, we're going to get to the first email question. What we got, Ms. Tiana?
Sure. We have one that came in. It's about someone's career. I've been driving towards my legal career, and I am steps away from making partner. Yet I have been offered an opportunity to be a legal aid, to support those who cannot afford lawyers. And as I've been doing, I guess once a month pro bono, how do I stop what I've already started on this ladder to partnership and start over just helping people who really need it in this field?
Mrs. DJ, I'm going to start with you because that's
kind of long.
What? What are you talking about?
Can you repeat that, Ms. Tiana?
Sure. I'll simplify it. Basically, there's a lawyer who's making partner, and she is been offered an opportunity to do legal aid work, so basically help those who can't afford lawyers. And
right.
She's concerned about getting off the track to becoming partner to now working on almost cases in a situation where she's not going to be making much money. How does she transition from this ladder to partnership to starting over in her field?
Well, I say if she already has the opportunity to make partner now,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I would say go ahead and become partner and then create a division for that other thing of helping people basically with who can't afford attorneys. I don't know the exact name of it, but I mean, I'm by no means saying to the person, cancel that opportunity out. But now if that opportunity for her to make partner is going to not include God, then of course she don't need to deal with it. But that's not what was said.
Okay, how you doing, Miss Natty? How are you? All right, let me get to another question, okay? We'll come back to that one later, okay? Let me get to another question that very well could help us with this topic. Starting all over again. Is it of God, Mr. DJ, is it of God for you to start over again? In other words, is it of God for you to have much and then lose it? Is that of God?
I say yes. Most of the stories in the Bible talk about a lot of men that are great, that have a lot and accrue a lot, but they never see the final product. So I'm going to say, yes, that is of God. If something is not for you, then it's not for you. If you put too much of yourself in it, then you don't leave room for God to be in it, and you must start over.
Is it of God, y'all, starting all over again? Is it of God for you to have it, then lose it, and have to start all over again?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is this what you say? Yes, it definitely can be. Oftentimes, a testing of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
But what about this? When it's not faith testing and God just have you at that place, a lot of times we think that starting all over again is something like this. How you doing, Ms. Gail? Losing and gaining. But what about if God has you at a place to where you literally start all over again, but he never gives you what you lost?
It wasn't for you in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been something where you were getting too big for it and didn't need him or appreciated him. It's for a reason. You may not understand it, but it's for a reason. You got to let it go.
So if God gave it to you and you lost it, it wasn't for you in the first place?
I say it wasn't for you to consume, to keep in the first place.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. You could have mismanaged it. You know, it could have been something
you
for
go.
You, but you got bigger. You know, you got bigger than what it was.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, starting all over again. I'm telling you, you know, listen to this now. Let's look at it in terms of relationships. You want a relationship, you've invested your time, your money, your energy, your emotions, everything that you have, every ounce of you into this relationship, and yet it doesn't pan out. How many times does it take for you to be hurt and start over again before you actually throw in the towel?
But some people, they count to three, like it's three strikes in a baseball game.
Okay. Miss Jennifer said, yes, if you had had it, then lose it. It may not have been for you in the beginning. Okay. Miss Trina, what you say? God restores by giving us more than what was lost. Okay. God restores by giving us. Miss Trina, can you do me a favor? Am I saying that right? Miss Trinea? Miss Trina? You know what I'm talking about, Miss TP. How about that? Can you do me a favor and call in 225-364-0211? Miss Trinea, can you do that for me? 225-364-0211. And Miss Tiana, when she gets on, Miss Trinea, what I want you to do is press star 5. Press star 5. How you doing, Miss Carmen? So starting all over again, is it possible that what you lost, okay, you know, you once had, God allowed you to lose it. Is it possible that it wasn't for you in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Ava said, that's a good question. Ms. Latricia, what you said? He would trust you with the small things before he blessed you with more. True. Ms. Trinae, I want you to call in at 225-364-0211 number and press star 5 so I can talk to you right quick. Ms. Ava said, God uses us to be a blessing to others. Very true. So when we lose things, is it possible that God is trying to get our attention and telling us to start over again? How you doing, Ms. Kim? Ms. Takesha, how are you? Is she there yet, Ms. Tiana?
Not as yet, sir.
Okay. Well, let me get to what she said. She said, God restores us by giving us more than what we lost.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. Starting over again. So when you start over again, does everybody agree that God gives you more when you start over?
In that moment, we may not agree that we've gotten more. It may take some time for us to realize the more he has given us.
Mm-hmm. What did you say, one more time?
It depends. I say no. It's more in a different way, but not more of what we, quote unquote, had, because we could have been adding a bunch of mess. And
mm-hmm.
he's taking it away, so why give us more mess, you know?
So when God takes it away, is God giving us more?
I think he's fixing it. I'll say it like that. He's giving us more of what we're supposed to have.
Okay. Ms. Kim said more peace. Ms. Jennifer said he allowed Satan to test Job. He lost all that he had because of a test of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Kim said more love. How you doing, Ms. Stephanie, Ms. Val, Val? Rachelle, cuz, how are you? The phone number is 225, Ms. Trinea, Ms. TP, 225-364-0211. Okay. Ms. Jennifer said, no, it could be a smaller amount. If God took it from you, if he took it from you, is that a sign of God telling you that you wasn't prepared for it, that you were bigger than it? If he took it from you, did he necessarily want you to start over?
He could have taken it from you to give to someone else.
Give to somebody else?
Cause, absolutely. So he wants you to focus on something else. So you're starting over on what's new.
Starting over again. So, in other words, is starting over again necessarily a bad thing?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay. Two people at the same job both lost their jobs at the same time. They both believe in God. One is crying, one is rejoicing. One said God took away, one said God provided. Who's right?
One said
God provided. Who's right?
I said they're both correct.
Right. Yeah.
It's like half empty, half full. It depends on how you're looking at it. But if I were to get more technical, God is never wrong. So I would say God added to it, because if you had a bunch of bad money, he took it away, it caused problems, then he gave you more peace than the money. And that was the root of the problem. So either way it goes, God is going to always be correct.
Ms. Kim, what you say, more doesn't necessarily mean material things, correct? Ms. Hillary said, could it be he is trying to humble you? True. Ms. Stephanie said he is preparing us for something more suitable. Very true.
Yep.
Ms. Latricia, I see. Yes, no. Ms. Masonic said he may not necessarily give us more tangible things, but what he does give back to us will be best for our spiritual growth. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Mr. Carr?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Trinea has joined us.
Okay, I'm going to get 1 second. Ms. Hillary said no, starting over again can be good. You can end up better than what you were before, testing your faith. All right. Ms. Jennifer said he may have given it to you again for you to bless those who are lost. Okay. Provided, Ms. Avis said. Ms. Latricia said it was only for a season. Woo. Ms. Latricia, you're going somewhere. How you doing, Ms. Cooperini? Ms. Trinea, how are you?
I'm wonderful, sir. How are you?
Look, you look like a prophet.
Oh, you got jokes.
She got that holy oil already, y'all. So I want you to explain to everybody. You said God's restored by giving us more than what was lost.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to everybody so they can understand.
Well, at the time, with the content of what you were speaking on, when I don't look at God as taking things away from us. Because sometimes on our own decisions, we can make bad decisions, bad financial decisions, or bad decisions to move to another city and things don't work out, and then we want to blame God. But actually, that was on us. That's on us. But even with that, if we stay faithful and true and keep our heart committed to God, he will replace all of that. He's a God of restoration, a God of relationships. So when I said God will restore more than, replace more than what you had, it's not always in money. It's not always in material things. A lot of times it could just be in spiritual growth, areas of spiritual growth. And then everything that God gives us is not for us anyway. It's for us to share with our fellow man. If I come through a divorce, I need to be able to tell a brother or sister how to come out of that divorce. How did you manage to come out of that divorce and start over?
Okay.
So it's not always about money. And a lot of times we kind of get hung up on that. And it's not always about money, but it's just your life experiences. It's not just for us. If we've survived it, we need to come back and tell someone else how we were able to survive it, to give them strength to hang in there themselves and pray that they do the same, you know.
Well, she's speaking, y'all. How you doing, Miss Donna and Miss Tabitha? Watch this. You just said a mouthful. Am I saying it right, Miss Trinea?
It's Trinea, and that's fine. Thank you. You did good. I give you A plus.
Give me an A plus. I like two pluses on mine. But check this out. A mouthful, starting all over again. Now watch this, Mr. DJ, listen to this. She said restoration.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all heard that? She was
okay.
That's perfect, perfect, perfect. Restoration. God restores us by giving more than what we lost. Watch this, y'all. Mm-hmm. Let me fill in the blanks. She left it open for me, so we tag team it now. Now watch.
Without a priest, then Cookie, priest.
I told you it's proper. Now watch this, y'all. To restore, meaning something has to be lost. Now, watch where I'm going with this now.
Okay.
Did God restore Job, or did he restore Job's wife? Did Job start over, or did Job's wife start over? I'm about to go somewhere with this. The definition of restoration, to restore, means to return.
I say his wife was restored.
Job was never restored. Y'all listen to this. Hear me good. Starting all over again. You never start over again when you're in God. It looks like you lost, but actually you have gained. Jesus didn't start over again because he never lose nothing. He laid it down. Boy.
Yeah.
That's right.
See, to restore. Starting all over again. To restore means you must have lost something. If you ain't lose God, see, when you got God, you don't lose nothing. If you ain't lose God, you ain't lose nothing. You know that?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Restoration in the hands of the beholder. In other words, if God is not what you're holding on to, you're about to lose a lot. But if you got God, Satan can't take that away from you. Why you think he said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? In other words, I know Job won't have to start all over again. Now, his wife is another story. See, she had to start all over again. But watch this. Because of Job's faithfulness, he helped to restore her. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In other words, listen to what I'm about to tell y'all. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. When we're in God, we never lose.
That's right.
All right.
Not only do you not lose your mind, huh? Your sanctity, your dignity,
your peace.
Yeah,
hey.
Your peace. You don't lose anything. See, finances don't go upward, so it don't matter if you lose money. But when you in God, what you hold on to is different than what the whole world hold on to. Satan can't steal the things of God. Why do you think he said place your treasures in heaven where thieves and moth cannot steal nor can decay? In other words, when you in God, you're never at a lose-lose situation.
That's right.
In other words, when you in God, you never have to start over. Although it looked like you got to start over again, you know, a good baby, y'all listen to me, a good baby, the mama and daddy can put them down away 10 feet away, and that baby going to keep on coming back. A bad baby got two times for mom and daddy to put them over there and say, walk to me, they're going to start crying. See, in other words, when we really in God, if God placed us over there to start over again, it looks like we're starting over again. We just exercising our faith. How do you think you exercise? You can't exercise faith unless you're going through something. It looks like you have to start over again because you lost something, but you ain't lose nothing. It's called exercising the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Why you think he said, have you tried my faithful servant Job? I'm about to make Job flex on you. In other words, watch how Job exercised his faith. In other words, to exercise meaning that I must have the strength. How can I have strength to lift something that I lost? In other words, if I lose, that means if I got to start over, that means, y'all catch it yet? That means I have to regain strength. He ain't have to regain nothing.
That's right. He didn't lose nothing.
Y'all got to hear me. When you in God, there's no such thing as starting over again. There is a thing in the Bible that talks about it called carnal Christian. In other words, I say I believe in God, I talk about God, but I live a life like the world. In other words, a lot of people say, God will cause you to start over again. No, he won't. That was God's. That was a part of God's woven plan for your life. It looked like you started over again, but again, just like going to a movie with 3D, they don't have the right lenses. We walk by faith. Because we walk by faith, to them it looked like it's starting over again. To us, we just testing our faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't hear me.
And waiting on our season.
Ain't that right? Waiting on our season. It's for the world, never for the... I'm about to say this to the mature. Christians don't start over again. Lord have mercy. Y'all, even in college athletics, what they say? We don't reload, we just regroup.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying is we don't start over again, we just put the next man up. So if the world of college athletics can say that, as Christians, we know we don't start over again. No. We don't suffer no loss. When God takes something away, that means he only let us borrow it anyway. It wasn't mine. So how can I lose something that was never mine?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this life that we live is not our own. So I don't have to start over again. What I'm saying is I'm just holding, y'all, we are stewards. Y'all know what a steward is? It's like a apartment manager. You that complex manager. You know, you the property manager. That's all we are over something that we don't even own. So all we can do is call the lawn man, but we don't pay the lawn man. God selected the lawn man. Sometimes he may tell us, hey, have a bidding thing going on and see who gives the best bid. And see, but it's still not our property. It's going to be painted the way he wanted it painted. The yard is going to be cut when he wanted it cut. See, this life is not our own, so how can we lose when it don't belong to us in the first place?
All right. Amen. All right.
Y'all follow me? Now, to the world, their possessions belong to them. And because their possessions belong to them, yes, they can lose. That's why they have to have ADT, Brinks, and everything else to protect it. But even ADT and Brinks don't get there in time.
Yes. Now,
because what security system, Ms. Trinea, stopped Hurricane Katrina? Nothing.
Run one.
Ms. Martina and Ms. Arlene, there go my girl. That's my license sister, Ms. Arlene. Ms. Jocelyn, Ms. Collins, how y'all doing? Ms. Antoinette, Ms. Rhonda. So y'all with me? So Ms. Trinea, I want to stay right there with you. We got another question coming in. I'm gonna pose this one to you, and then Mr. DJ, I'm gonna let you answer it. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Ms. Tiana, you can go ahead and read that question from Ms. Latonya, please.
Sure. I've been working as a process technician for 8 years and have grown very tired in my career. How do I know if it's God telling me to start over in a new career choice or if it's just me leaning to my own understanding?
Okay, repeat it one more time.
Sure. I've been working as a process technician for 8 years and have grown tired in my career. How do I know it's God telling me to start over in a new career choice or it's just me leaning to my own understanding?
Okay.
Hmm. Ooh.
Well,
I'm going to have to put that in the way of someone serving in their gifts, for example, for someone who leads praise and worship, because I know that that's a calling.
Okay.
If it's a calling, it's a calling. But there are times even when in that assignment that you are called to sit down for a little bit, like a year or so before, so that you can be poured into, so before God tell you your next assignment for you to go back out. When it comes to our professions, the only way we get tired is if we're very frustrated with it or we're not having success in it. So if you're not having success in it, you may be to go back to God and ask him, are you where you're supposed to be? Because if you're doing a job that God has given you that you have a passion for, then that's your drive and motivation is the fact that you love it. It's something that you're passionate about, you love, you do it for free. I sing praise and worship, and I have other gifts, and there's a few of them. I would do them all for free. Okay? So if it's a profession that you're, and 8 years is not a long time. Be singing for 20 and 30 years. But at that point, I would go back to God and ask him, am I in the profession that I should be in? Because you should be enjoying what you're doing, whether you're working whatever field you chose. Now, remember, if it's a profession, you chose it, but maybe you were talked into it and people thought that's where you should go and you kind of followed what everybody said. So that's why I would say go back to God and say, is this where I'm supposed to be?
Okay.
Because if not, he'll tell you, and then he'll open the door to take you, send you somewhere else.
Okay.
Where you will be happy and you will be effective for him. That's
right.
A recommendation.
Right.
Does that make
right.
sense?
That makes perfect sense. Miss Arlene said, find your passion, then your
there
yoke
you
up easy. What you love
yeah.
make it will make it that okay. What you love will make it that makes it easy, okay? I find sharing
yeah.
my journey. Okay. I understand what you're
mm-hmm.
saying. How
mm-hmm.
you doing, Miss DJ, same question to you. Okay, real quickly. I have been working as a process technician for 8 years and have grown weary, or shall I say tired, in my career. How do I know if it's God telling me to start over in a new career choice or if it's just me leaning to my own understanding?
It's you, definitely you leaning to your own understanding. If God has blessed you with something, you will have a passion for it. And like she said, you'll be just about willing to do it for free. It sounds like you had a plan that you wanted to do, and after 8 years, it's ran out. I mean, I always said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. So, you know, I don't suggest you just quit your job, but you can look into another career while you're working that one, and then you can switch at the appropriate time if you're truly tired of it. Because God is not going to force you to stay in something that you don't want to do. So, I mean, it sounds like you need to get a closer relationship with God and pray about it. And then and let the Spirit guide you. But, again, don't be foolish. Don't just walk away and quit and you can't pay your bills or none of that, and then you have nothing else that you're trained for, because that's not an option. There's a
All right.
correct way of listening to God instead of misinterpreting what he's saying to do.
Okay. So, Mr. D, if God bless you with it, y'all, starting all over again, you'll have a passion for it. So that's how you should know. So, y'all, that's the question. If God bless you, y'all see it? If God bless
yes.
you with it, you'll have a passion for it. Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's not all to it. That's not all to it, though. If he has blessed you with something, we must be obedient, and what's for you is for you. I mean, it's not like you know, he's giving you something to drain you, to just, you know, knock you down. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So, you know, you must toil and pray about that thing. And like I said, if it's not for you, if you've grown weary, and sometimes we do grow weary, but that doesn't always mean just quit and start over. You may have to step aside or go backwards to go forward. It might
okay.
be another branch of what you're into.
Okay.
You know,
so. If God bless you with it, you got to have a passion for it. You got
yes.
to go beyond it. Okay. Here's my
you
answer.
You have to be obedient.
Y'all see my answer? What did it say? Y'all see?
No.
Nope. That's not true. I'm going to tell you why
right.
it's not true. Anybody ever had a relationship and the relationship is great now, but when it started you couldn't stand that person? Oh, I'm going to
yeah.
tell you who. Starting all over again, this man named Paul, who became Paul, he couldn't stand Jesus, couldn't stand God. But God blessed him with a talent. You think that he blessed him with that talent as he walked that road called Damascus? Or did he have it before? Woo!
He had to learn to cultivate it.
I'm sorry?
He had to learn. God had to show him how to cultivate it.
it's deeper than God showing us how to cultivate it. Because God shows us a whole bunch of, as a matter of fact, we show people how to do things, they don't mean they're going to do it. It's deeper than
true.
That. Here's the problem with starting all over again. Here's an issue. The issue is that we have to really grab a hold of God. See, we want all the things that God has to offer, and we speak with theologians, and we speak with articulation, but we don't have a solid foundation called L-O-V-E. And what I mean by L-O-V-E is called obedience. We want from God, but we don't want God himself. In other words, the Bible says there's only one way to the Father, and it's through the Son. So we tell the articulate how to achieve the things of God, but see, in order to receive a God that you can't see, you got to live a life of Jesus. That's why he said you got to get through Jesus to get to God. In other words, the lifestyle is indicative of the love for God. You cannot say you love God, yet the lifestyle suggests something totally different. In other words, he said, if you love me, you will obey me. See, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than cultivating something. See, we tell people these things and they walk away blank. Nothing has changed in their life. It's more than a passion. As a matter of fact, Jesus didn't want to get on the cross. That was God in the flesh. Did not have a passion to get on that doggone cross. Come on, y'all. Do we have a passion about everything that we do? That's not true. Everything, man, that's not true. So just because it's not working out don't mean that that's not God saying, you know, that you got into that on your own. That's not true. Shoot, women, you know that better than anybody else. You go through morning sickness, pains, kicking in the stomach when you're having a baby. That ain't no passion thing. Some people like being pregnant. A lot of don't. See, what I'm saying is when you know it's from God, it's going to pain you sometimes. And pain and passion are two totally different things. Two totally different things. In other words, what I'm trying to tell us, sometimes we start over again on our own omission. See, we have this propensity to start over again when we try and outthink God. Watch what I'm about to tell you. Oh, Mr. DJ, me and you ain't getting along. So now I'm not friends with DJ no more. Now I'm friends with Miss Trinea. Well, I done went from the skillet to the frying pan. See, and then you say, well, Mr. Carr, how you know if DJ was the one? If you in God's face, you don't think you know?
Amen.
Oh, discernment. Not what you think. It's what God shows you. You don't get along with yourself. Get along with everybody else every day. Who gets along with themselves all the time? I know we have been brainwashed to tell ourselves, well, love yourself first. Well, I challenge that theory. I challenge that. I really do. Because if you love yourself first, you can never love God. Now, don't backtrack now. Because you can't love yourself and God at the same time. Because loving yourself will cause you to lean towards your own understanding. And, my friend, you will be starting over a lot. A lot, a lot. You know how we say, tell our kids, do it right the first time or you have to do it again? Well, we do it again a lot. Because guess who else loved themselves? The Israelites. And they went around the wilderness for 40 years, the same old mountain, because they loved themselves. In other words, their thoughts reigned supreme. Their feelings reigned supreme. Everything that they wanted reigned supreme, not what God told them to do. Okay, so to answer this question with this young lady, let me go back to the question now. Okay, here's the question. I want everybody to hear this now. Okay? I have been working as a process technician for 8 years and have grown weary and tired in my career. How do I know if God is telling me? First and foremost, how do you know? You can't tell somebody. See, what happens is you'll keep on trying to indicate to them, and they'll start saying, that's a sensor. You know how you're trying to tell somebody? They're saying, well, how do I know when to shoot the basketball? You have to come accustomed to growing the knowing the game, right? You got to know God. Because if I got to keep on telling you what you should know with a person you got a personal relationship with, we got a problem here, Houston. Mr. DJ, if me and Miss Trinaire is in a relationship, and I always got to come to you and say, DJ, man, you know about women. How I know when she wants something from me? Man, I'm in trouble because there's going to come a time when she wants something from me, and I need to know right now, and I can't get in touch with you.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all, this gets real now. How do I know if it's God telling me? You know how many people always say, how do I know? But in one breath they're asking, how do I know? And the next breath they're saying, I got a personal relationship with God. You can't tell me God don't have. So why are we asking, how do you know if you got a personal relationship, right?
Right.
Y'all, that's an open-ended question. That's a question that's very hard to answer. Because now you don't know the level at which that person is at. But I can say this. If they have a personal relationship, it would never be, how do I know? You would never say, how do I know if my child needs to go to the bathroom when you have spent time with that child and you know that child. Hello, somebody?
Mm-hmm.
You see how that go? So how do I know if God is telling me to start over in a new career choice or if it's just me leaning towards my own understanding? This is how you know. If it's driven by faith, because faith pleases God, you know it's from God. But if it pleases your flesh, you know it's you lean into your own understanding. The things of God would never please your flesh. When does it please somebody's flesh? To pray for people that use them.
Come on.
When does it please your flesh to forgive other people, even when they didn't ask for forgiveness?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When does it please the flesh to obey a God that you can't see? Mm-hmm. Now, until we get it right, we're going to start all over again each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me? As simple as simple. Until we start to obey God, starting over again is something we will see every day. In other words, we're just spinning our wheels, and we're playing Russian roulette with heaven. Lucky seven, I hope I make it in. Y'all follow me? And then what we got to be careful of that, because how do you know? Because then we'll go get the Mr. DJs, we'll go get the Miss Tianas, we'll go get Miss Trinea, and we'll go get Mr. Carr, and we'll, as long as we can congregate and we agree with your thought pattern, you'll start to believe and say, that's confirmation four different ways. So I know I'm not leaning to my own understanding. But who says that we wasn't incorrect? You got to hear from God and hear from God clearly. When the relationship is a solid type, you understand that starting over is nowhere in your radar. That means God give it and God take it away. That means I may be on a job where I don't want to be there, but I have to be there. See, what happens is you will see where you need to be based on the people that you need to touch. See, the job is not about, see, y'all, we have this appetite. Watch this, starting over again. We'll start all over again because our husband no longer entertains us. Our wife no longer thrills us. We need a third person in the bedroom to spice it up. I need a AA toy to spice it up because my husband ain't that big. You see, that foolishness causes us to start, in other words, to start over again means you abort your mission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in abortion. Do you really? You say you don't believe in abortion, but we abort the mission of God all the time.
Come on.
Man, I thought you said you didn't believe in abortion. What do you think the word abortion means? Y'all got to hear me now. Y'all see how that go? It gets deep. And so we start to start over again, and we didn't even realize that we started over again. And the reason we start over again with the mission that God set us out to do, because it doesn't entertain us. See, sitting in church don't entertain us, but Easter Sunday is fun. Everybody, their mommy in church on Easter Sunday, but what about the all other Sundays? What about all the other Wednesdays? If it's something that was our norm, it would never be born. You know how many people go there and do this and be, oh, it's ready to go? You know, because it's a game. See, they had to start all over again because their priorities was in the wrong place. But see, when we do what we do, we don't have to start all over again, whether it be boring or whether it be entertaining. See, I never get too high, nor do I get too low. In other words, the things of God always, if they please him, they please me. So I can never get bored at the place that God put me in. Why do you think people get out of marriages? Just like her job, she said, should I start over again? Because I'm growing weary. You know how many people grow weary in a marriage God put them in?
Yes, sir.
They leave it. You know why they leave it? Because he ain't no longer making the money. He ain't no longer performing. She no longer has good hair. Her hair gone. See, now all of a sudden, how we got into the marriage was for the wrong reasons. So we got to start over again to find more joy. Hello? I said, hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, is that real, people? So we look to God for entertainment. And if we don't get immediate entertainment from God, we will start all over again.
Mm-hmm. It's the response, yeah. Like he's a genie. We want to treat him like he's a genie.
Like he's a genie. Tell him, Ms. Tremaine. And this is what mm-hmm. we do. And, y'all, we got to get out of that habit. Because a lot mm-hmm. of times we start over again by our own guilt and omission, Mr. DJ. That's our fault. You
yes,
know,
sir.
I'm not passionate in that area. Well, shoot, you wasn't passionate with God. Did he give up on you? Shoot, some of us still don't have a passion for God. And when I mean by passion, that means no matter what, who don't like you, Miss Trinea, I'm with you. That don't matter how popular you are, I'm with you. I'm going to humble you when you're too high. I'm going to lift you up when you're too low. Miss Trinea, I don't care if 100 people told you no. If God told me to tell you yes, that's what I'm riding with. See, a passion says, I don't care what I hear. A passion says, I don't care what I feel. I'm going to do it because of God.
Mm-hmm. I believe God. Can't go above what I see. I have to believe
y'all
God's word.
Because when did, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
When did Abraham have a passion to kill his son? But obedience said do it, so he didn't have to start all over again. Look at that.
Amen.
You think
Amen.
He was pleased for that kill his son? He was about to kill his son because God said so. My God. So how can you grow weary in the things of God? The only time we grow weary in the things of God is that we're looking at God, but our ears is to the world. The world is saying what you're looking at ain't doing nothing for you. God ain't come quick enough. You still don't have a man, and then we start growing weary. So we got to start all over again. You was already progressing. Now you got to backtrack because God said, obviously, you didn't learn. So I'm going to do this again.
Pass the test the first time. You be serving that test.
Y'all yeah, see it, though? How you doing, Ms. Althea and Ms. DeWall? How y'all? You see it? So say right there, Ms. Shania. I got a question. I'm going to start with Mr. DJ, then I'm going to come to you. Now, I'm going to give y'all a minute apiece, okay? Watch this.
Okay.
Mr. DJ, Mr. DJ there, he ready to rock and roll. I know he is. Okay? Mr. DJ, the question is, as we talk about starting over again, starting all over again, why do the righteous fall and get up then? If the righteous didn't have to start over again.
Who says the righteous don't have to start over again?
You heard me?
Yeah, I said, who says the righteous don't have to start over again?
That's a question. You're right. What you got?
Yeah, the righteous have to start over again. Pretty much just like everybody else. The righteous will fall because we're not perfect, and to teach us a lesson about obedience and discipline and humility. I mean, you won't restart, or you will restart.
Watch this. Ms. Trinea, did Jesus ever have to start over again?
No. I was thinking your question. Repeat your question because I think when we take our focus off of God, that's when we fall. And he said, "How do you get up again?" Is that was that the second part? And how do they get up again?
Yeah, the original question says, "Why do the righteous fall and get up if they didn't have to start over again?"
The righteous fall because we take our focus off God. That's really the failure. And you only get to get up again is when we restore our focus back on Him. So we slow our own blessings down by not being obedient or staying obedient and being patient because we take our focus off God. I've been celibate over 20 years. Now, I could have fallen if I took my focus off God. Even
hold on,
in my,
hold on. Mr. Nair, everybody ain't sitting on his phone.
If I was in a rush and take my focus off God, then I would fail. I would fall. And the only way to be restored would be to put my focus back on God. I have to try to make it a real example so you can follow it. But we fail because we take our focus off God and we get restored by putting our focus on God. So
okay.
That was how I was training.
Okay. She had to make a real example. She's been celibate over 20 years, y'all. That is a hand applause and a handshake.
Oh, God, he's a keeper. He's a keeper.
That's right. So. But you're absolutely right. In all seriousness, starting over again, y'all, she don't have to start on God. Y'all follow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So why do the righteous fall and get up if they never had to fall? Here's the thing. We walk by faith, not by sight.
Yeah.
If we
right.
walk by faith and not by sight, that means those who are outside of a Christianity scope walk by sight and not by faith. The fall is not indicative of us falling. The fall is for, it's just a coded word for those who see it as such. In other words, the world see it as a fall because Jesus never failed.
Right.
You know, God never failed. See, but it looks like he fell or descended from heaven. See, God calls it a fall simply because the fall is not so much that you fail, it's just that I knocked you down so that others can see you get up. See?
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
This is important. The body of Christ doesn't have to start over. But for the sake of the natural eyes, I'm going to cause you, Jesus, to start over. So I'm going to have you come through this virgin named Mary. Okay. And she's going to have a husband. Yeah, yeah. And you're going to come through the vaginal canal, and you're going to be born as flesh. You're going to learn how to talk. You're going to learn how to walk. See, he had to start over again, so it seemed. But see, if he had not came that way, who would really believe in God? Come on. Now, we can sit up here and pretend. See, the righteous fall but get up is inevitable. In other words, it's not necessarily that Jesus fell. It looked like that. But see, until, you remember the Bible said he's going to meet us where we are? So that's where he meets us. So it looked like he fell. But look how he started all again. But because of
he came in a way so we could relate to him and he could relate to us. So any problem, concern that we come to God about, any complaint, Jesus can say, honey, I've already lived it. I understand.
That's the reason why he did it. And he bounced back. See, God's bounce back game is magnificent. I mean, it's perfect. I'm talking about, so watch this. The bounce back game is so strong that on the cross, everything that you know, ALS, cancer, diabetes, pains and hunger, starvation, hormones, all that Jesus was, he became all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you rose.
Amen. He can restore us back to his Father. So it's still restoration.
That means if God can start all over again, anybody can. He literally went down in death, took some keys from hell. So in other words, to get there, he had to become it. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got to hear it now.
Mm-hmm.
So he did something. He gave us the model suit. He gave us the example. He gave us the example. Therefore, when we fall, we should be the example. The reason why God allows us to fall is so that we can be an example. To whom much is given, much is required. In other words, it's time to take off your suit and tie. I need you to put on some old dingy, dirty clothes and get out there in the yard and show them how it is to work so you can lift them up. See how they go?
Yes. That's right.
So in other words, when you start all over again, it's okay for people to follow suit. You are the only Bible that they would ever read sometimes. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? All right. Yes,
sir.
Ms. LaTonya said, our fall is sometimes meant to be a blessing for others. Many come to know God through our trials and testimonies. That's right. How you doing, Ms. Kim and Ms. Stevens? Y'all with it?
Yes.
Ms. Jennifer
said,
the righteous have to start over also. They were sinners before they became righteous. All right. Miss Mary, how are you? Okay. Miss Tabitha, what'd you say? Jesus had to recharge. All right, man. He had that Duracell. You need that energizer. That's okay. Yeah, y'all with it? All right, let's give one more question, y'all. Look at this question. Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you.
Sir.
Okay. Can we lose a talent and have to start all over again?
Can we lose the talent and have to start all over again? Yes. Yes, we can. If we don't develop it, if we bury it and don't do nothing with it, you absolutely can lose the talent. And you must start all over again. God will grant you so many talents. And you have to, even if it's just one, and you can develop into something else. But, yes, we can lose the talent and have to start all over again.
Okay. Okay. Ms. Trinea, can we lose the talent and have to start all over again?
You can lose a talent, but a lot of times you don't get to start all over again because what God gives you, He expects you. He expects you to use it. If you do not use it, you lose it. So you don't get to start over because you don't. It's like that fig tree that God cursed that was supposed to have figs, and it didn't do what it was supposed to do, and He cursed it. If He give you a talent and you don't use it, no, you don't get it back.
What y'all think? Miss Tiana, what you think? Can we lose the talent and have to start
I say it's put on hold until you resolve whatever it is that's going on that's stopping you from actually using what He has for you. The reason that He cursed that tree to die was because it was showing itself something else and was lying on whether or not it had the fig. It was misrepresenting itself. Whereas if you have a talent that you set aside and not use, it doesn't mean that it's gone. It's there. It's just you don't know that it is even. You're not taking acknowledgement of what God has given you. But it doesn't mean that once you know Him, that He doesn't allow it to come back to you.
Anybody ever play softball?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody ever took typing 1 and 2?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Anybody ever rode a bicycle?
Yes.
I sure have.
Ooh, 40 years ago.
We just got to warm back up to it. So we don't lose the bike. We just have to warm back. You know, the tricks that we used to do, we got to get acclimated again, right?
Yeah, correct.
We started.
God is not an Indian giver. Can we all, that's fair? God
absolutely.
Redirect.
Huh?
Yes.
Because if we did, it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
True. This is the Alpha and Omega, who knows the beginning from the end, the ending from the beginning. He knows them both ways, right?
Yes,
right.
Starting all over again. Can we lose a talent and have to start over again? We may have to start all over again, but that don't mean we lost the talent.
Okay.
Right.
I'm with you.
No.
Okay.
Now, watch this. That's why Ms. Jennifer said, yes, we can lose a talent if we do not use it. Satan don't use what he has for God. But God calls him the prince of this earth. Wow. Filled to wickedness, high places. God knows what he's dealing with. Right?
Yes, sir.
Just because you don't use it don't mean that you lose it. You lose the ability to know how to function it properly. That don't mean that you lose it.
Right. Amen.
You know how to ride the bicycle. You just have to get back at it. You know how to work out. You just have to get back at it.
Tell me about it.
Right? We know how to type. We just have to get back at it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The gift and the callings. The Bible says the gift and the callings. Y'all know what a gift is? A gift is a talent. The gift and the callings are without repentance. In other words, what God gave, He's not mad that He gave it, whether you use it for Him or not.
That's right.
Amen.
So, we may have to start all over again, but we never lose it. It seems like we lost it only because the mind has shifted, not because the talent is not there, not because the gift is not there. The mind has shifted, and y'all know how it is when we're looking for a set of keys. Them keys can be in your left hand, and you say, well, now where are my dog's keys at?
Exactly.
I got to start all over again, Miss Chanel. Now, I know I was at your house. Now, what you do with my keys? And she said, your keys in your left hand. Oh, I knew it. I just wanted to test you out. You see? In other words, the talent can be right there, but if your mind is somewhere else, just like you can be in a relationship and your mind somewhere else, you see where I'm going with that?
Right.
Okay? So, Miss Jennifer says, a good question. Good question, Miss Jennifer. She said, what if it's not your season to use that talent? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Don't use it. Because if you use something and God says don't use it, you will have to start all over again. For instance, oh, y'all want to hear this one?
Come on.
For instance, we bless people that God didn't tell us to bless. Uh-oh.
Right.
Boy, Mr. DJ, is the DJ ready to rock? Y'all, let me say it again. I'm talking to the spiritually mature because, see, some people are going to say, well, that's why I don't never bless nobody. I didn't say that. Now you got to get it from both ways now. We bless people that God didn't tell us to bless. What if God is not through using them?
Right.
Think about that now. We start to intervene. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Grandparents do it all the time. Come on, grandparents. If you're a grandparent, you're guilty, right? You know this? You tell a baby, come here. Come to grandmama. Come to granddaddy. And the parents say, now, why did you get them off their knees? I wanted them to stay there. We intervene when God don't want us to intervene, and we think we help them when we really hurt them. And what happens is the person that we blessed got to start all over again because God got to drop them rock bottom so he can get their attention once again. Y'all don't hear me.
Come on.
Y'all don't hear me. You, y'all listen to this. The Bible said if the master suffered, surely the servant will. See, starting all over again does not require that we be uplifted before it's our time. See, what if it's not your season to use the talent? In other words, yes, you can pray for them. But what if God don't have you praying for them right now? What if God want to get through them because he needs to meet them where they are, through their flesh? What about that?
Right.
We. What if God said you always bailing them out? You always bailing them out. I want them to remain on their knees. They need to remain on their knees so I can get through to them this time.
That's right.
Okay.
Y'all, the reason why we so successful in God, now I ain't talking about naturally, but the reason why we are cut from a different cloth, Ms. Trinnell, is because we know what it is to eat a wish sandwich. We know what it is to struggle. Well, watch this. If we went through the struggle and we don't have to start all over again, why do we allow our kids to go through a little struggle and then we help them out? No, let them go through the same struggle you went through so they'll be okay too. Because what happens is it starts to get, watch this, watered down. So you used to struggle 365, now they struggle 100. Now the next generation is going to struggle 50. And you see what I'm saying? It lessens, but the Bible says if the master suffers, surely the servant will. In other words, we don't have to start over when we do it the right way the first time. Mm-hmm. We start to bless people that God said don't bless yet. Don't you know sometimes just sitting back is a blessing? Hmm?
Come on.
Come on. Your parents get everything that you wanted. You don't think that was the biggest blessing you ever had and did it not cause you to not start all over again? Because if they gave you everything that you wanted, you may have went through this man, that woman, that finance, this job, but you know the value of remaining still now. Hello?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
It's that simple. So a lot of times we get in God's way when we're thinking we're doing something righteous when God didn't tell us to do that. The Bible says we have to be able to rightly divide the word of God. In other words, if it's like a pizza, just because I have Miss Trinea, Mr. DJ, myself, and Miss Tiana, that don't mean that we all going to get one-fourth. Miss Trinea may be super hungry and needed. Mr. DJ just say he hungry, but he just want to get what she gets. See, when you rightly divide the word of God, Miss Trinea may get two-thirds of the pizza. Mr. DJ may not get any. I may not get any, and Miss Tiana gets the rest. When you rightly divide it, don't matter how it looks, it's called obedience. You just do what God tells you to do. Therefore, you don't have to start all over again. This is why we got to start all over again with our kids, because we never listen to God and how to rear them. In other words, how to raise them.
Come on.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. So we started having to start all over again. We say, this time, God, I'm going to do it right. Come on, y'all. Y'all want to hear the truth? The truth of the matter, Mr. DJ, that's what we do in marriages. My next marriage, I'm going to stay in because I'm going to do it. But why you even do it right the first time?
Because the man wasn't right the first time.
You know the man wasn't right. Oh, yeah, it's always him. They wasn't right. After you get through the day's not right, Mr. DJ, Mr. Mayor, then we can start to reflect on ourselves and say, man, that's part of my fault, too. I caused this whole thing to start all over again. I need to be apologizing them for getting them in a marriage too, that they shouldn't have been in either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we didn't hit a support source. I don't want to talk about that. Starting all over. Seriously, y'all. A lot of times, you got to look at it. My thing is this. Watch this, y'all. Watch this, Miss Tiana. When are we going to start being the doctor and stop being the patient?
Mm. All right.
Huh? When are we going to start being the doctor and stop being the patient? We got to start over. It's inevitable. We all got to start over again, so it seems. But one who starts over again, sometimes it's because they didn't do it right. But then the other one had to start all over again because they did it right. They just need to show somebody else how to do it. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So which one are you?
There's a value to all of us.
Come on, y'all. Which one are you? Are you the type that has to start over again because of something you did wrong and you didn't get it right the first time? Or are you starting all over again because God wants to use you as an example to show somebody else who will know how to get out of it? I know some people saying, well, God, why you got to use me as an example? Because you equipped for that. Because you equipped.
All right.
So it's okay to start all over again. Especially, huh? That's why the Bible said, blessed are those who are persecuted for God's name's sake. In other words, it's okay to start over again, Job, when you're living the right life. Now, if your life ain't right and you're starting over again, you're still a patient. Somebody got to show you better than they can tell you. All right? Let us go ahead and pray. Ms. Marcy, how you doing, man? Ms. Chanel, you mind praying for us right quick, please?
Father, we come tonight thanking you for this time of fellowship. And, Father, thank you for your words of wisdom. And, Father, I pray that something has been said to resonate with us, that we can sink on it all night, Father, that you can give clarity to it for us as you speak to us individually and as you have spoken to us corporately, God. We just thank you for the love that you have for us, Father, that we can share with each other, sight unseen. I don't know Brother Carr. I follow him, but I don't know him. And this is our first time having an interaction. And, Father, I just thank you for that opportunity and ask that you continue to bless us, bless him. Father, continue to give him wisdom, continue to give him knowledge, continue to give him clarity as he stands boldly and uses his Facebook platform to share your word. And in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We love you. We adore you and bless you, Father, and pray that you be with us this week. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 All right, y'all have a great night. Hey, y'all, make sure y'all catch us Wednesday on Bible Study, okay? That number is 225-364-0211. Catch us. We're on 8 p.m. CST. DJ says, tell them CST. CST. All right. Somebody say, CST, that sounds like a steak dinner. No, that's Central Standard Time. That's all that is. All right? Well, that's on Wednesday, and then catch us next Monday back here again. Y'all have a great night.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. All right.